You are listening to World Radio, KHOE, from the campus of Maharshi University of Management, and this is the program, What's New on Campus. And today, we want to welcome back again, Anil Maheshwari, Associate Professor of Management Information System here at Maharshi University of Management, and another guest, Roseanne Vardivyanan. Vardanyan, our new librarian here at Maharshi University of Management. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Glad to be here again. Thank you, Stan.
Anil, so tell us a little bit about the, I know you have branched out in the Management Information System program and you're doing some online courses. How is that going?
It's actually going fantastic. So, you know, nature support is of everything. So let me tell you a little about when I came last time, I told you that I had come to the campus and moved here to be able to start this online course for people who cannot, you know, come to campus and be able to learn this useful knowledge from wherever they are without leaving their work or leaving home or their town, etc. So we, good thing is we launched it in fall as planned. We have 7 students right now. One from Des Moines in Iowa, one from Tennessee, and some from Fairfield itself. So we're delighted to have them here, and looking forward to another batch coming in spring. Uh-huh. So our goal is to have an even bigger group of people coming in, and I would like to tell you more about the program and the students and how they're enjoying it. And Rosanna is actually a student, so at some point she will tell about her experience too.
Wonderful. That's great. Maybe you can. So it's an online course. That means people from all over the world at any time could join. So how do they join the course?
Yeah, exactly. So to step back, what is this Management Information Systems about? It is about the use of computers and information technology in business or in organizations. So anybody who wants to grow into the IT business and managing the technology would need to have this information. Another way to look at it is that whole lot of organizations, including universities and companies, are investing a lot into technology. They're buying all kinds of equipment in the information technology area, and you know it has to be treated like any other investment, so that gets value back. So you need to align it with the organizational objectives. You don't want to sort of buy fancy stuff and let it lie there and not be used, because then it won't give you a good return on investment. So that's a need the world over. And so this program is designed like that for people who might be in jobs and, you know, from agriculture to finance to, you know, to library to teaching itself, and they want to learn more about how computers are managed. And this program, we've reached out to people around the world, taking help from our more successful program in the Compro department. Right? They get students from around the world, and they have been also promoting the event to program to a lot of people around the world. So we have very encouraging response from people around the world. And they can go to our website, mum.edu/MIS certificate, MISCERTIFICATE, one word, to learn more about what this event is about, what this program is about, how to join there, what are the kind of courses. We have top-notch faculty, so you can learn about the faculty there. And the fee structure and everything else right there.
Very good. So now it's a degree course, it's certification, is that what it is?
Very good question. And so it is a certification course. It's an 18-credit certification program done at slow speed, what we call quarter speed at this campus, which is one course per semester, meeting once every week. 6 to 8 hours per week is the total time expectation. Most of it's spent on the weekend. So there's a video lecture every 2 weeks live. People get on and ask questions. Then there's a discussion forum where every student reads something and posts on the topic, and then they respond to each other. And then every week there's also expectation of doing a individual assignment where you take a topic and develop your thoughts on that topic as an individual assignment. So it's all about done within 6 to 8 hours a week, but you know there's a lot of thinking involved. And best part is we discuss very practical knowledge. So this is directly useful Even as you're doing your job, unlike degrees, sometimes, you know, sort of you mm-hmm. finish the old degree and then you say, okay, now let me see what do I do with it and how do I use it. This is real. These are people who are, you know, actively doing their jobs and they want to be productive every day. So we keep that, are very mindful of that. A lot of the faculty, including myself, have a lot of, experience in the industry, although we have also PhDs. So which is a good combination for students to relate to.
Yes. So is it a 1 year or 2 year?
It can take 3 to 4 semesters because we're talking about four credits per semester, total 18, uh-huh. including two credits for our very unique, development of consciousness course, which is called Science of Creative Intelligence. So 16 credits, it'll take, 3 to 4 semesters. We want it to be slow and steady because we're not designed it for people who sort of want to do full time. Uh-huh. We have an MBA and MIS and they can come for full time uh-huh. if they want to do MIS. This is more a certification program.
Very good.
Yeah.
So during this time, do they get how does the classroom experience work out, and how do they have one-on-one with your students sometimes?
Or? Yeah, I think it's fun, and obviously we still have cell phones, but we use a tool called Adobe Connect, in which everybody signs up, and the instructor has his video camera also, so the students can see the instructor and be able to ask questions. They can type or they can speak also questions. So their students have audio and typing ability, and the instructor has video and audio and the speaking ability. Right now we don't have audio video for everybody. Hopefully the tools will evolve, and we're using the latest and best possible tools to create the best synchronous experience. Then a lot of the work is asynchronous. Remember, these are all very busy people. They don't have the time to be all available synchronously. So right now with the relatively smaller class size of 7, which is still a very significant starting group, we can find one time where at least, let's say 6 or 7, 6 out of 7 students are able to at least come synchronously. The whole thing is recorded. So mm-hmm. students can, listen to the whole recorded session with video and text and chat and everything all recorded together.
Oh.
So it's a very rich experience, and you can immerse and join if you can, in real time, or you can listen. But Rosanna can also describe from her perspective, what is the student experience in this program. And
well, welcome, Rosanna, and thank you so much for being our librarian. And so what has been your experience in this course?
Well, I just came in August to join my Sustainable MBA program and work as a librarian at the MUM, and then I met with Anil Maheshwari, and he told me about the MIS course, and I sort of thought that management information systems might be related to my job at the library, because library uses computers and library is full of information. And so I decided I'm going to take it. And right from the very first lecture, very first class, I fell in love with the subject mm-hmm. because it involves your intellect totally. You use every cell of your brain to follow, and this is not very difficult for me because I have once earned a degree in computer software development. It was long, long time ago, but the principles, I think, remain mostly the same, and the understanding of computer system is easy for me. So I can catch up, and the rest of it is just enjoying, being in tune with, doing all these different assignments that bring joy, bring fulfillment, because they're all about exploring, doing research, having nice textbooks that involve that are not only useful but interesting to read and to react upon. And then it's useful in my daily life too, in my daily work too, because we in one of our books that we use, we had this principle, you don't know what you don't know. And this is what I'm doing. I'm exploring in the library what I don't know and what I can learn and how can I be useful for the library and for the university as a whole. So thank you very much for inviting me here, and it was a nice talk.
Well, so the library is a very central place in the university. You must have students coming to you to get information from you and all the books that are there and where they get certain subjects and all that. So is that partly your job?
It's now my job, and I would rather go by the events. The recent event we had was 2 days ago, and it was a big cohort of COMPRO students, over 80 people from, I counted like 10 different countries, starting from Mongolia and going to Moldova and to Latin America.
21 countries.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that is what they were presenting, like, yeah. I mean, we had a very nice presentation, and I think the students enjoyed because we had fun with them. We played a game, we had a quiz, we awarded the best students who were the best to complete the quiz, and then lots of information that all the staff of the library passed over to them. And it's so nice to see that students return to the library and they see you and they respond and they react. And then we have very nice improvements in the library. Recently we got a big donation of carrels, study carrels, and we're gradually installing them all over the library. That gives kind of privacy and to people who study there, and improves the study environment. We're constantly receiving donations from different people of very valuable books that students, and not only students but also the community, uses. Well, what else? We have very big plans, but I would think that first we would start implementing them and then talking publicly, but I think we're going to make the library a very nice, a very desirable place for students of the university to come.
Very good. And I see that you have a lawyer background, and of course lawyers think very critically, and they must feel very comfortable being in the library.
As a lawyer, I graduated from American University from Armenia with a law degree in international law back 10 years ago, and I used the library a lot. Because it's part of your job to study all these cases, to write dissenting opinions, all these things. And then afterwards I worked for the International Red Cross as a legal advisor on international humanitarian law. That also involved a lot of study, a lot of research. And then I was also head of university program for the International Red Cross in Armenia, and we worked with universities to encourage law students to do research in the field of international humanitarian law, which is law of armed conflicts. So kind of I was used to this environment and used to working with students and used to encouraging people to do research, and this is what I'm doing here now, and I enjoy it greatly.
Oh boy, we are very fortunate to have you here. And I see here you also were a teacher of transcendental meditation. You must feel very, very much at home here.
Oh yeah, I'm home here for many reasons, because to start with, unfortunately back in 1988 we had a devastating earthquake in Armenia which took a lot of lives, and but that was also the time when, a year after the earthquake happened, transcendental meditation teachers from MIU at that time came to Armenia to teach the technique of stress release and alleviate people suffering from their losses and from the stress caused by the earthquake. And this is when I met them. I worked for very many people in the movement. First, I worked for the couple of Orma Johnsons. I worked for Richie Quinn. I worked for Endow. I worked for an Armenian guy who was a student at that time. I think he was a student or he graduated from the university. His name is Greg Manoogian, and many people still remember him, although he's not on the campus. And then pretty soon after the initiations actually were very successful, in some half a year, I think, 1% of our population was initiated, and Maharishi recorded Armenia as being a 1% country. And then the city instructors from United States and Linda and Douglas Burks came, and instructors from India came, and so we had a city course, and I was fortunate to work for all of them. And of course, after this vast experience of being among the top people in the movement, encouraged me to become a TM teacher. And actually, the day I was initiated, I thought I was going to become a TM teacher, and I did. And then further on, Maharishi had a plan to send people out to Siberia, to Russia, to teach transcendental meditation. And when I was a graduate from the first TTC in Russia, in Soviet Union at that time, and I was sent to Siberia, where I initiated over 2,000 people.
Oh boy. What a rich background you have. So tell me, is the TM movement growing in Armenia now? Are they still teaching people there?
Well, I wouldn't say it's growing in quantity, but it's growing in quality. We have regularly people from Holland coming, teaching advanced techniques. The numbers are not very high. And also after the collapse of Soviet Union, we had war, and it's still ongoing, and very many people left. But still, there is a group of sitas who are doing group programs, at least at weekends, and then taking cities. Of course, we want a new TTC, because everybody in the movement is over 50 years of age, and we want young sitas, young teachers. But we see. I think we will succeed.
Wonderful. Maybe we'll send Ann Dow back.
Oh, yeah.
We
would love that.
Well,
so I can talk a little bit more about the some other developments. So thank you, Rosanna. That's fantastic. I think that's just delighted. I'm delighted to have her as a student in the program. She's one of the greatest positive promoters of the program, and really she's part of the reason why I'm very confident that the next group will be even larger and more successful. I think this knowledge she can show, for example, just by an example, how some concepts that she learns in the course, which we discuss openly or read, and then, you know, how it is directly helpful for her work. And that's been the sort of similar experience. And recently we had one of our videographers talk to all our students, right, on camera, and they expressed what they liked about the course, the content, the instructors, the format, everything else.
Wow.
So it's all going very positive. Let me describe another dimension to it. So we signed up what could be considered a big deal, which is we signed up as part of the IBM Academic Initiative. So we are part of their sort of set of universities, and now as a result of that, we are getting the SPSS software. Those who do statistics and for social sciences, they know it is the number one rated software tool. And having that on campus, it's a site-wide license. All our students will be taught in that. And all our MIS students also, when they do any business intelligence data mining course, they will be using this tool. Let me tell you, Stan, having that, a data mining and data analytics kind of background, but working also with this kind of tool is a winner for on their resume.
Wow.
It just differentiates. It's like, you know, the best tool, and then doing good quality work on that is very helpful. So, you know, courtesy IBM and the Academic Initiative Program. Why I mentioned that also is because I've been working at it for over a year.
Uh-huh.
You know, sort of talking to A, B, C, X. You know, it's a big organization to find the right person and then apply the right place and have the right request for them, and finding the right person from the business analytics group in IBM who is also ready to give me that software. All that is like a Jyotish moment. And I'm going tomorrow to Ames, Iowa, to Iowa State University, because IBM is holding a training, one-day training for faculty in this tool. It's called SPSS Modeler Premium, premium level. And how, you know, Jyotish moment it is that I'm starting my course, a new course on business intelligence and data mining in from Monday.
Wow.
And prior to that, the working day is Friday, tomorrow. I'm having full training on this.
That's
and
good.
The software is being implemented as we speak. They're installed on all the machines.
That's good timing.
It's perfect timing, and you can't plan it, Stan. It's just sometimes it's just support of nature, how things come together.
That's wonderful.
And we are going to do, so we're building expertise on data analytics and ability to analyze large data sets.
Is that software?
This is a piece of software that IBM makes,
uh-huh.
and it's this kind of site license could be worth considerable tens of thousands of dollars
wow.
if you were to buy it and all that stuff. But for students, the learning environment is totally free, and this gives them a tool, software tool, to be able to analyze large amounts of data. Because, you know, today we talk of things like big data, you know, so much data is being generated by
right.
all your radio shows, television shows,
yes.
the videos, the YouTube,
yeah.
Google. You know, the Facebook, all that stuff is out there.
It's just non-ending.
Yeah.
It just goes forever.
It goes forever, not ending. So how do you analyze? How do you say, you know, on this radio show or on some Twitter or something, who said good things about MUM or who said something or cause of concern about MUM, and how do we find those things and then be able to respond to those in real time?
Whoa.
So these software help process extremely large data sets and be able to find some patterns in them.
Uh-huh.
And so our goal is to build that skill, first teaching people on site as we get more comfortable, then we roll out part of the MIS program.
Whoa.
So again, goes to sort of our desire is to make this MIS online program very rich, you know, even richer than sort of sometimes on-site program, and targeted at people with sort of deep desire to become skilled at the latest trends in managing information technology and managing data.
Well, you're right on top of things here.
Yeah, so we should have a PR press release come out in the next few days working with IBM about this announcement.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of pre-announcing it, but that's only local, and hopefully the PR will go to the rest of the world.
Well, that should attract students.
Yeah, that should attract students, being associated with IBM and using their top-class software. So, we're very excited about it, so I would invite again. And it's very easy to do program, as you were saying, and you sort of learn things on a day-to-day basis. Go to mum.edu/MIS certificate, MIS CERTIFICATE, or write me an email, or if they want to know.
And what's your email address?
It's akmaheshwari, MAHESHWARI, @ mum.edu.
Okay.
So just write me an email.
That's the management department, is it?
I'm in the management department. This whole thing runs out of the management department. And so it's akmaheshwari@mum.edu, and we would love to hear from you. This is a really valuable course, and Rosanna is certainly one case, and she gave you just a little one anecdote, and I wouldn't have known what part appeals to that student, and she said, the concept called, you don't know what you don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting concept for a librarian, because of the information about the information, you don't know what information you don't know.
It takes a lawyer to think about that.
It takes a lawyer too. And our students, if I may say, our students have been in the financial industry teaching, like a librarian here, somebody from forensics background, somebody who's done software development, somebody who's actually in the IT department doing IT manager, wants to rise and become a CIO.
Mm-hmm.
So variety of purposes. Anybody who wants to understand how information technology is used in business,
uh-huh.
how do we treat that as like any other investment to drive effectiveness, more efficiency, more return on investment, and then align it with the goals of the organization. This is a great program to teach all that stuff, and we'll continue to enrich it.
Wow. Well, well, let's change gears here a little bit into another gear. And Anil, you're somewhat of an authority on the Diwali, maybe, and it's coming up soon. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that celebration and how important it is to the world, because it's a worldwide celebration.
Absolutely. Diwali for people in India is like Christmas and Thanksgiving rolled into one. It's that important.
Mm.
Diwali, or called Deepavali, some people call Lakshmi Puja because the goddess of wealth is celebrated that day. It's the one festival that Indians of all denominations celebrate, all linguistic cultures, traditions celebrate. It is a celebration of good over evil. It's a celebration of Lord Rama coming after, you know, his victory over evil. And then the whole town had celebrated with earthen lamps, with the, you know, the clarified butter and some other lamps.
That's why it's called the Festival of Lights.
Festival of Lights, exactly. So, you know, and especially it's nice because that those days, the days begin to get shorter. It's nice, and then night gets darker. So it's a celebrate. Diwali is a wonderful function, and we are celebrating it here in, on Cameum campus by the South Asian Legacy Club. And it will be on 2nd of November. Diwali actually is on 3rd of November, so we're doing just the previous evening. Technically, in India, it's going to be 3rd November that day, that time anyway. So we're doing exactly on Diwali day. And it will be in the Dalby Hall at MUM campus from 8 o'clock onwards, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. November 2nd, Saturday, 8 p.m., Dalby Hall in our Jiro building, MUM campus.
Now, is this for the students or is everyone invited?
It is for students and everybody else. Uh-huh. It's free of charge. Just like change, we had some of you might have seen our posters in various places still said like some charge for some people, but right now it's just free of charge for students, community members, faculty, staff, their family members, everybody is free of charge. There will be a nice program. There'll be you know, there'll be some prasad after the event, after the aarti, the celebration. And we are excited that we have some very good, strong chief guests. Fairfield Mayor Ed Malloy will be the chief guest. Uh-huh. Our executive vice president for MUM, Dr. Greg Pearson, will also be chief guest, special guest there. And our MC will be a very interesting person. A lot of our Indian community here know Vivek Iyer. And he's now just moved to the Pandit campus to help with Pandits. Yeah. So he will slowly, as an MC, he will also give various flavors of what Diwali means to the various Pandits.
Oh.
The Pandits are not sort of usually brought into the, you know, here, right? But we are asking him to channel the Pandit's view of Diwali.
Oh.
You know, the Pandits come from all over India.
Yeah.
And Diwali is celebrated in different flavors in different parts of India. Because so we will have maybe different flavors of Diwali from various perspectives. And of course, we'll have classical dances. We'll have some music. We'll have a fashion show. We'll have aarti. Some little explanation for what Diwali means, you know, for everyone. Again, there's no charge, free of charge. Please come by, you know, large numbers. We would love to have you and make it very successful. And again, that's at 8 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd.
What a wonderful event that I remember last year was very special too, but it's special every year, isn't it?
Yeah, Diwali is, you know, it's like... it is a celebration of good over evil, and so every year's goodness you want to celebrate, and people come all, you know, dressed up in their best. And
so in India, is it traditional to set up little lamps, little candles?
In India, there's a whole range of lights, so from the earthen lamps as a ceremonial things, but there's electric lights and the candles, and you know, also neon lights, so a variety of ways to, and then firecrackers, just what you do on 4th of July here. So I should correct myself. It's our 4th of July, part of 4th of July also gets into the Diwali here.
Yes, I remember last year people putting colored lights around the doorways. It was pretty popular.
Yes, so they're putting colored lights around the doorways and sort of sometimes the blinking ones, so it sort of feels like that. So what we do in like between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right, all the Christmas trees outside. So, you know, we do that, light up the house. And Diwali is also sometimes in India for a lot of businessmen a time for, you know, new business year. They close the books on Diwali day. There's a lot of businesses run from Diwali to Diwali.
So it's also a business enterprise.
It's a business day. That's why Lakshmi Puja, right? They want Lakshmi to come. And in India, in the night, we keep lights on because you want the Lakshmi to not, you know, go out and find darkness there. All the lights are kept on.
Now, this goes back to the story of Ram and Ravana, I think, right?
Yes.
And it has to do with Ravana is... is put in his proper place.
Yeah. And I was telling you, it's obviously I grew up in India for the first 30 years and I came here and I sort of, you know, we try to celebrate here. It's actually, at some level, we're missing the sort of large crowds and the, you know, certain authenticity of celebration of Diwali in India.
Yeah.
But here, we had this 80 students from 21 countries just joining Confra program, many of them from Nepal, from Bangladesh, from India, Sri Lanka, you know, all this.
And all these places, they celebrate
that. They celebrate Diwali. And we said... And they said, we want that festival feeling here on campus. We want to celebrate Diwali here. So just imagine you come you know, go somewhere in some country and suddenly they're celebrating Christmas. Don't you feel immediately at home for people who are maybe Christians?
Sure.
Same way people come and they celebrate their best festival immediately upon coming. It's a great feeling of joy for them.
Yes.
And this is a place where the whole South Asia comes together, not just Indian and Indian community. That's why we have South Asia Club. And so it is, as I said, it's a great day for wealth, great day for victory over good or evil, and a great day for celebration. Kids get new clothes. Make good dishes. Best day to make sweets.
Oh, the sweets, that's good.
That's why we'll have burfi. We'll have a very nice burfi as prasad at the end of the event. And we're really excited about it. And I think I appeal to all people in the community, MUM community, Fairfield community, you know, nearby, to please come, enjoy with the program. I like to call this particular celebration on campus as of the students, by the students, for the students, but it's like wider.
Yeah.
But we will have a lot of different range of students beyond just the Indian students and Indian community.
Yes, everybody enjoys,
yeah. Everybody participates.
Yes.
I was just talking earlier this afternoon, checking with the Nepali group. They'll be having a fairly large size of Nepali students who would sing their traditional song.
Uh-huh.
Together.
Nice.
And they, you know, I have not heard the Nepali song.
Uh-huh.
They call it Tihar. We call it Diwali. They call it Tihar.
Uh-huh.
So it's slightly different set of, you know, traditions. But
yeah.
It's so it'll be very educational. They said it was about 8 to 10 minute program. They have a long traditional song. They all grew up singing.
Uh-huh.
So I said, have you rehearsed? They said, sir, there's no need to rehearse.
We
learned
it
in three.
We
were singing every year, sort of. So it'll be nice for them to sing together in a combined voice and, you know, create joy for everybody.
So that's November 2nd, is
November
it?
November 2nd, Saturday, just 10 days from now or 8 days from
and
now.
And what time is it start?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. In Dalby?
In Dalby Hall,
uh-huh.
In Arjuna Hall, in Arjuna Building,
uh-huh.
On campus.
Right.
And lasts for about between an hour to hour and a half program.
So come and enjoy the lights and you have entertainment and good things to eat. Oh, nice. I live next door to a very good Indian cook.
Very nice.
So, and please, our listening audience, come by the library and say hello to Roseanne, our new librarian. You'll find her very charming. And especially if you're from Armenia or those countries in the Baltic, is it the Baltic country?
No. It's a country bordering Turkey and Iran.
Oh, okay. Yes. But anyway, come by and say hello and enjoy the library. And maybe we'll have Roseanne come in and tell us another time about all the things that happen in the library. That would be good. But we're running a little bit short of time here now. So is that okay with you, Roseanne?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And certainly, once more, I will say, just take benefit of this online MIS program. We have designed it for, specially designed for people who want to further their career. I think most people are, while working with consciousness, which will be part of it, and without leaving their jobs, without practical skills, without leaving their job or home, anywhere in the world. And we're getting very strong interest.
Very.
We're very pleased with our initial group of 7 students, very talented, very bright, very committed, motivated students. They're doing very well. So as a you know, professor, as the director of the program, I'm extremely, you know, delighted, like bliss is the kind of word, that this program has gone so wonderful. Roseanne is, you know, among the best. And we're just delighted that this thing will go further, right? It's the whole support of nature, and, you know, I'm glad we could be on this radio. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's a very practical program, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation. And Dr. Anil Maheshwari, Associate Professor of Management, he's always open to anyone with questions about the program. I'm sure he'd be very, very welcome your questions. And Roseanne, thank you for coming. And we'll have to have another chat sometime soon.
Yep.
Okay, and so we'll see you all and Diwali, November 2nd.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Arjuna Hall, Dalby Hall.
Jai Gurudev.
Jai Gurudev.